Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, July 19th, 2013. And today we are talking about war, always war in the Middle East, along with some intrigue. We look first at Egypt, and we note that in 2011, when Hosni Mubarak was deposed by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and replaced by Mohamed Morsi, it meant a great deal of change for Egypt, for Israel, and for Gaza, and the people who run Gaza. Egypt's relationship with Israel and Hamas in Gaza changed since the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty of 1979. The Egyptian border with Gaza had been closed to prevent Palestinians from crossing from Gaza into Egypt and vice versa, and also to prevent the movement of arms and weapons into Gaza. It stopped or reduced the flow of these weapons. When Morsi took over in 2011, when he replaced Mubarak under the Muslim Brotherhood's authority, Hamas was friendly to the Muslim Brotherhood, and basically Hamas was an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas, the group the Israelis would refer to as terrorists that controlled Gaza, an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. So when Morsi took over from Mubarak in 2011, the border with Gaza was reopened, allowing the free flow of people between Gaza and Egypt, and to some extent the free flow of weapons. When Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood were removed just a few weeks ago in a coup or non-coup, depending on your point of view, the border with Gaza was once again closed. Hamas and Al-Qaeda went to war with Egypt because of this. And the Sinai, a trackless, massive desert between Egypt and Israel, and with Israel's full consent, Egypt has moved troops, tanks, and other armored vehicles very close to the Israeli border. Heavy fighting is going on there as we speak. The United States has continued to supply Egypt with their latest Abrams tanks, along with F-16 fighter jets. Israel has moved an Iron Dome anti-missile system to Eilat, which is a resort border town close to the Egyptian border on the Red Sea. Other groups in Gaza competing with Hamas for control of Gaza recognize Hamas's weakness because of the fall of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. An organization called the Palestinian Islamic Jihad launched rockets at Israel, apparently in an effort to provoke an Israeli attack on Hamas, their enemies. But the Israelis, ever the smart ones, didn't buy it at all. Syria, let's look at Syria and the port city of Latakia in Syria. A massive supply of Russian weapons sitting in Latakia. On July 5th, a military arsenal containing all of these new weapons shipped to Syria from Russia suddenly exploded. 50 anti-ship weapons exploded. Neither Syrian shore-based radars nor Russian ship-based radars detected any aircraft or missiles inbound to Latakia, so they took no defensive action. But according to the London Times, the attack came via cruise missile attack from Israeli submarines in the Med. This has not happened very many times in history. A U.S.-based submarine attacked Iraq during that war, and a British submarine attacked Libya recently. Those are the only two times in history that we know of, besides this one, a submarine-based attack on land has occurred. According to the London Times, a cruise missile fired from an Israeli submarine deep in the Med hit Latakia. The target was 50 Russian P-800 anti-ship missiles delivered to the Syrians earlier this year. The P-800, range of 175 miles, supersonic, a devastating and unstoppable cruise missile, threatened the Israeli Navy and the new Israeli gas fields offshore. It is unstoppable, as I said, unless it is stopped while it is sitting on the land. and the Israelis, ever the smart ones, ever the mindful ones, checking with their human intelligence on the ground to make sure no Russians were in Latakia, launched their attack and apparently completely destroyed these weapons. Syria remains in civil war, stalemated civil war, the war that threatens to spread across the entire region. Iran and Russia invest money and weapons in the Assad regime, while Hezbollah from Lebanon supplies Assad with fighters, with troops. And at the same time, NATO and the United States and the West, along with their Middle Eastern allies like Qatar, supply the rebels. Meanwhile, Martin Dempsey, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the U.S. is considering, it's at least considering, the use of force, the use of attacks against the Assad regime. He says the administration is deliberating on that. Well, I hope the administration continues to deliberate. I hope someone whispers in the president's ear that he might consider just minding his own business for a while. That's the way I see it, folks. July 19th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.